Whenever Duke Energy reports earnings, it holds a conference call with industry analysts who get paid to decide if DUK, that's Duke's stock symbol, is a good investment or not. So when Duke CFO Lynn Good spoke on that call, she touted a bright spot for the company's revenues. The 48 cents per share investors earned last year as a result of higher electric rates in the Carolinas. And she promised more to come.
Revenue growth due to rate case activity is expected to be a continuing theme over the next few years, as we have a number of rate cases pending or expected to be filed shortly.
What she's basically saying there is that Duke investors can expect to see nice revenues in the coming years because the company will press hard for permission to raise rates. The latest request, filed last week with the North Carolina Utilities Commission, calls for residential customers to pay 11.8% more. Duke's Progress Energy Carolina's subsidiary is asking for a 14.2% residential rate increase. Next month, it'll be South Carolina's turn to field a rate hike request from Duke.
Investors love Duke's profits, but it's families who are struggling. They're the ones who can't afford these back-to-back rate hikes that benefit Duke shareholders.
That is Doug Dickerson of AARP North Carolina, one of several groups opposing Duke's requests as both unfair and unnecessary. And he's right that investors do like them. Here's Morningstar analyst Andy Bischoff.
It was definitely a good thing. You look at how regulated utilities earn the return, and they invest in significant capital expenditures for reliability and overall demand increases. And then they have to file to get an allowed return on those investments.
The question is how much return Duke Energy should be able to guarantee its investors. Duke's latest request in North Carolina calls for an 11.25% return on equity for investors. Last year's included a 10.5% return for investors, and even that was too much for Attorney General Roy Cooper, who's challenging it in the state Supreme Court. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.